What do Dustin Hoffman, Billy Bob Thornton, Ben Affleck, Stevie Nicks, Jeffrey Katzenberg, Ang Lee, Helen Hunt, Bradley Cooper, Matthew Lillard, and Ken Burns all have in common, other than that they're famous, they all work in show business, and they are incredibly creative people? Answer: as we speak, the above actors, musicians, directors, and producers are all on their way to Mill Valley, California for the 35th annual Mill Valley Film Festival. The 10-day extravaganza of movie watching and stargazing begins this Thursday night with screenings of the brand new film adaptation of Jack Kerouac's On the Road and David O. Russell's new oddball dramedy Silver Lining Playbook. After the movies, there's a big party in the streets of Mill Valley. That's pretty much the recipe for the Mill Valley Film Festival. Movie, movie, movie star, party. Shake well and serve with a nice glass of wine. Easily one of the best film festivals in America. The Mill Valley Film Festival has sputtered a bit in recent years with a bit less cinematic electricity than expected. But this year, the juice is back on. And the lineup of films, big and small, is exactly what one expects from an institution celebrating its 35th birthday. For trivia buffs, this means that the very first Mill Valley Film Festival took place in 1977. That was the year Star Wars came out. And even with the entire world lining up to see George Lucas's science fiction fantasy, enough people stepped over to visit the fledgling film festival that it was given a second year and a third, and now it's one of the best respected events of its kind. So, it's kind of fitting that in addition to stars like those mentioned above, this year's Mill Valley Film Festival also includes a screening of Star Wars. Yes, Episode 4, The New Hope, will be celebrating its 35th birthday at the festival with a massive shindig and screening on Monday, October 8th at the Cinema Theater in Corte Madera, one of the last single-screen movie theaters in the state. With over 100 movies, there's something to fit most cineasts' carefully cultured tastes, including Oscar bait, such as Ben Affleck's political thriller Argo, and Helen Hunt's Sex with an Iron Lung Guy drama The Sessions, plus a sneak peek at dazzling animated spectacles such as DreamWorks' Rise of the Guardians, giving the superhero treatment to iconic holiday figures such as the Easter Bunny, the Tooth Fairy, and Santa Claus. This is a badass Santa with the words naughty and nice tattooed on his forearms. DreamWorks animation guru Jeffrey Katzenberg will be on hand to present that one himself. Of course, film festivals, like street corner artists, draw all kinds of people. And for every patron ponying up the bucks to rub shoulders with the famous folk, there are dozens more eager to just watch the movies, especially tiny unknown gems unlikely to appear in theaters anywhere else. Among this year's more fascinating finds is Nancy Kelly and Kenji Yamamoto's stunning documentary Rebels with a Cause, about the activists who saved Point Reyes National Seashore from development. Check it out. It's a good one. The Mill Valley Film Festival runs October 4th through 14th at various venues throughout Mill Valley and San Rafael. For full schedule and tickets, visit mvff.com. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.